We're talking with Dan Buettner this morning, author of The Blue Zones Challenge, a four-week plan for a longer, better life. Thank you for fitting me in this morning.
Nonsense. This is an honor.
Now, you've been following people in the five Blue Zones for a long time. What intrigued you about them?
They're reaching age 100 at the highest rates in the world, and they have the lowest rates of disease. We're spending about $3.5 trillion a year on health care from mostly diseases like diabetes and heart attacks and dementia, and these people aren't suffering from these diseases.
Your latest book, The Blue Zones Challenge, is different from other books like it. It's not just about diet and fitness, and that is what intrigues me. You have quizzes in there, and you have sections on how to personalize your journey to make for a better and longer life. You seek to really change your surroundings, too.
Well, the longest-lived people in the world, they don't get on diets or exercise programs, and they're not calling an 800 number for supplements. There are people just like you and I, but they're living 10 years longer. And the reason is not because they're trying to change their behavior. It's because they live in environments where the healthy choice is the easy choice. And the Blue Zone Challenge takes about 40 evidence-based nudges to help you set up your social life, your kitchen, your bedroom, even your internal life, so that the healthy choice is either unavoidable or very easy. And that's what lasts.
I was intrigued by finding a Blue Zones buddy or creating a Moai. Did I pronounce that correctly? What is that?
Yeah, well done. It's an Okinawan concept that essentially means a committed social circle or a group of four or five friends. So do you know that if your three best friends are obese and unhealthy, there's 150% better chance that you'll be overweight yourself?
Whoa.
So one of the key strategies to getting healthier, slimming down, even being happier, is to curate a social circle. And the Blue Zones Challenge shows you, you know, when you get middle-aged, it's a little bit harder to do it, shows you how to find those friends, identify them, and then a step-by-step process to bring them into your circle. Because once again, when it comes to longevity, there's no short-term fix. And friends tend to be a long-term adventure.
It's hard to put yourself out there, though, because you always think, what if they reject me? You call a friend up and say, hey, let's go out and walk. And they say, no, I'm not interested. Or worse yet, let's get some ice cream.
But you can call a friend up and say, this New Year's, I'm going to do something different than the yo-yo diet. We have a new program that in just 6 weeks, we can lose about 10 pounds and keep it off for the long run. You want to do that with me?
Yeah.
And that sort of strategy we put forth in the book.
And, you know, you talk about also, especially in America and in Europe, too, you always seem to get with friends around food. And that's not necessarily what you should do. You could have many other activities that you could do together.
Actually, we know that people who eat a whole food, plant-based diet live about 6 years longer. So if you have a friend who's eating a vegetarian or maybe even a vegan who knows how to make delicious food, it's not a bad idea to make friends and hang around them, because they're going to show you how to eat and perhaps help you take a step away from this standard American diet, which is at the root of so many of the diseases that are killing us.
Well, you're right. You make a good point. And also in the book, you mention retreat from meat, reduce dairy, eliminate eggs, and slash sugar. I was surprised at the eggs.
You know, I work for National Geographic, and part of the process of writing the book, The Blue Zone Solution, was to do a meta-analysis. So we went to all five Blue Zones. We looked at their dietary surveys going back 80 years, and we saw exactly what 100 years old have been eating for the last century.
Wow.
And if you average it all together, they're eating meat fewer than five times a month. They're eating fewer than two eggs a week. And I'm talking traditionally speaking. And in none of the Blue Zones do they eat cow's dairy.
Hmm.
So what I tried to do is reconstruct the diet that actually produces healthy centenarians, not some fad diet. So it's very low in animal protein and very high in complex carbohydrates like beans, nuts, grains.
And there isn't any reason why you need to have an egg in the morning. I mean, you talk about how, I don't know where it was, but beans are even included at breakfast.
Yeah, so every day I eat a breakfast of minestrone, which is made of three beans. It's a big hearty soup. But if you're eating about a third of a cup of lentils, that's as much protein as an egg without all the cholesterol and saturated fat. So you want to live longer, you're much better off with beans for breakfast than you are with bacon and eggs.
You also mentioned in the Blue Zones Challenge that it's important to find your purpose. And especially in retirement, I would think it's ultra important, and also to have a plan for your day, maybe hopefully around your purpose.
Yeah, so people who know their sense of purpose and can articulate it live about 8 years longer than people who can't.
Wow.
But so many of us just, careen through life with jobs we don't like and busy. And part of the Blue Zone Challenge this New Year's is to have you take a minute. We show you how to do an internal inventory to identify your passions, what you do well, what your gifts are, and an outlet for those. And it seems kind of trite, but if you could put purpose in a capsule, it would be a blockbuster drug. It would do more to raise your life expectancy than anything you can buy in a grocery, off of a prescription, get as a prescription or in a drugstore.
It seems like you really are overhauling your life, or making it all it could be, I guess.
That's right. What the Blue Zone Challenge does is help you engineer your kitchen and the rest of your life so those 90% of unconscious decisions are mindlessly better. And therein lies the big opportunity at getting unwanted calories out of our diet.
And how are you doing with introducing this? I know you want to introduce the Blue Zones to America. And so far, how is that going?
I mean, this is actually my fifth book. I just looked, it's the number two best-selling book in America at the moment. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yay!
But I think people are perhaps tired of the fad diet. Supplements aren't working. We continue to gain weight as a country. 71% of us are obese or overweight. 100 million of us have pre-diabetes. And I don't think it's our fault. It's the fault of our environment. And I think people are opening up and ready to embrace a fresh approach.
I think especially the pandemic is going to help with that. I think people are reassessing, because they've had to. Maybe the time is more ripe than ever for the Blue Zones Challenge.
Yeah, pandemic, of course, is a catastrophe, but there's a small silver lining, and people are coming back in their homes and learning how to cook again, or revisiting the art of cooking. That every time we go out to eat, we consume about 300 more calories than we would if we stayed at home. So this is an opportunity to learn how to make healthier meals. Families are coming back together. People are losing their jobs, or they have over the past year. And I don't know if you've noticed, but like restaurants are scrambling to get work. And yeah. I believe that a lot of those previous employees there have had a chance to reevaluate their purpose, and they may very well be off on jobs that enable them to use their gifts rather than just showing up to work and, earning a paycheck.
That very well could be. Well, Dan, you've been a joy to talk to, and thank you so much for taking the time today and telling us all about the Blue Zones Challenge.
Thank you very much for having me on. If people have further questions, I'm very good at answering them. You can direct message me at Dan Buettner. I respond immediately, and it's really an honor to spend some time with you.
Thanks again, Dan, and have a great day.
All right.